All right. I'm going to talk to you about the objection to youth. Or I mean the objective of youth. No, actually. No, actually, I'm going to talk a bit about growing up. I think most of us would think that we are grown up and or we are growing up. But before I go into that, I guess I'll give you a bit of background about who I am. My name's Johnny, and I left home and moved out on my own as soon as I finished high school, when I turned 18. Had to pay about $550 rent a month as I worked my way through college and then university. I started at Kwangdong College, so that was a bit of an easier start for me because I had to work and try to live off whatever I was paid and also survive and pay my tuition and student loans. Finished school 2 years ago, social work at BC Open Learning University. Now I work as an interpersonal and social relationship specialist, and I also teach a form of self-defense on the side called lethal counterattack. I teach privately at the local community centers or at my clients' or students' leisure. Some of you might have saw me just recently on TV or newspaper being involved with the Canadian Idol. You can do that after I win the Idol. Two or 3 years ago, me and my band, including my girlfriend, we had released two albums with a few independent online distribution companies. So that was a bit of a rush. It was very exciting being able to sort of call myself a semi-professional musician, and certainly brought in a bit of income to support myself for that period of time. I think most of us think growing up is going through puberty, going through teenage years, get taller, bigger, stronger, smarter. But personally, I think growing up really only start after you finish high school. You go from a totally sheltered and totally controlled environment as your family, your elementary, and your high school years into the whole wide world outside, into a university or college where you have to survive or be walked over. I know it's a bit of a dramatic way to put things, but that's pretty much how it is in the world outside. Some of us might have been pretty lucky, have friends and family to support us, have a lot of resources, and that's very important, your resources, especially after high school. For myself, growing up has been an interesting ride, and for some part, I can even say it was even horrifying. I remember right after I turned 18, I've been going to this local community to work out and swim for years before that, and known the people at the front desk fairly well. So after I turned 18, I went there, and since they know me for such a long time, they just automatically say, "Okay, $2.50, please." Then I talked to them a bit, they chatted to me, and how are you doing, blah, blah, blah. And I say, hey, you know, I just turned 18 last month. Oh, in that case, 550, please. As I said, sometimes it can be a bit of a horrifying situation. I remember distinctly, I consider myself being a very strong person, both physically and mentally, and usually I have pretty good control of myself. Although if you talk to some of my high school teachers, they might differ that point. But I remember the first night I moved out of my family and actually sleep in a place where I could call my own home. A place that I paid with my own money, and a place that was kind of shabby, you know, nothing fancy, but it was home. But it was empty. And in the middle of the night, for no reason, I found myself waking up in tears. I didn't know what I was in tears for. I didn't know what I dreamed about or what happened. I just woke up with this deep sense of emptiness inside of me, all around me. And then that was sort of my introduction to it's time to grow up. And ever since then, I try to do the best I can, cope with things. Sometimes, actually many times, we would make mistakes. I mean, if we don't make mistakes, then we wouldn't learn anything. And part of growing up is learning. And to learn from your mistakes is not to waste those times that you spend on making those mistakes. What surprised me the most after I finished high school was, well, first, how harsh things can be. You know, in high school, if you've done something wrong, or you make a really big mistake getting yourself into trouble, you can usually call home and say, Dad, we got a bit of a problem. Can you come and, explain things for me? Or you can go to a trusted teacher, say, I really need some help here. But you might find more and more after you get out of high school, when you approach people and say, I have a bit of a situation here, I really need some help, you'll probably get one of three things. First, some people would say, now, why would you do something so stupid like that? Or you will get someone that say, I'm sorry, I really appreciate your problem, but I can't help you. Or you would get someone even worse. You should have known better. And that's very harsh. To have to live up to and deal with whatever that came to pass, that you've done, and try to make the best of them. But also, in the same way, I was surprised at how easy some things can be. In our home, in school, in high school and elementary school, we lived in a very institutionalized environment. We are taught to listen and do as what we were told by the people that we're supposed to listen to. Play by the rule, don't question authority, such and such.
Yeah, right.
But as you finish high school, you might find sometimes there are a lot of the gray area, but so famous, the gray area out there. A lot of people are as uncertain about the rules as we are. A lot of people would be happy to come to a compromise if you would offer them something they can use. And this works extremely well when you're looking for a job. A lot of people, when they don't hire you, it's not because they don't like you or they don't want to. Most of it, it's because they are afraid of what might happen. They're afraid of the unknown. Speaking for myself, if I was cited, I probably would do the same, because it's very scary. Here comes this guy who's totally different. He can't see a darn thing. I don't know what he can get up to. You know, if I hire him to work in my office, I don't know what mistake he can make on the computer. So in this situation, they don't know what can happen, and it's your responsibility to tell them, okay, this is how I work. Okay, it's not so much different from how you work, and I'll be responsible as the things I've done wrong. You don't have to worry about it. I know what I'm doing. You have to prove to them. The best way to prove to people is usually by volunteering. To be honest, not too many people turn down free workers. And I have gone through similar situations where I say, okay, I'll work for you for 2 months for free. But if you are not satisfied, then fine. But if you are, I would appreciate you giving me a chance as a paid worker. And a lot of people actually would go for that. During high school years, a lot of things that I didn't get prepared for, first things that I was totally shocked when I left school, that I was absolutely not prepared for, is how much it's lacking of Braille material out there. I have always been a Braille reader. I can read Braille probably 10 times faster than Jaws can read. Yet, as soon as I got into college and then university, I found there's no Braille material. Most of the advisors, they are either very apologetic or they say, okay, we'll try to get you Braille material. And then by the time the course starts, I'm sorry, we can't get any Braille material. You have to live with tapes. What are you supposed to do? What high school prepared me for, and that's definitely a personal thing, is I had some extremely good teachers who taught me how to do research, who taught me how to write a proper essay without embellishing it with literature and flowery language. I had some very good teachers that would criticize me and help me. So I think sometimes if you get criticized in high school, don't take it too hard. Take their word, because most teachers seen thousands of students in their lifetime, they know. My three pieces of advice to you is three words. They all start with the letter N. The know, now, and need. Know, N-O, is a very powerful word. It's even more powerful than yes. Because the ability to say no is a silent consent that we are now adults. We are in control of the situation. When you say no to people, they're most likely to see you with a different, from a different angle. Being assertive, but that doesn't mean you say no all the time. You know? But when you say no, you have to mean it. You don't say, I don't think so. You say, no. So try to get a bit of a practice with saying no. It's really great for you, especially when you are being pressed to do something you don't want to do. In a while, when you're asked if you have any question, that's your chance to say no. The second word, now, that's also very important. It's a commanding word, now. It's also a silent consent that you are now in control of the situation. Identify what needs to be done now and what you have to do now. Don't leave things till later, because later you won't feel like doing it. One last word, need. Identify your need is the most important thing in life, priority. It's not about what you want, it's about what you need. When you tell people, I really need this, instead of telling I want this, people will mostly give you what you need or try to help you achieve what you need to achieve. So I see that the time's up, and now is your time to say no.